Hello, this is Will calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Mary Young.
It's Mary.
Mary, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes?
You say I have to volunteer to give you this information. You mean you guys don't pay for surveys?
You get a reward, but it's not a payment.
What kind of reward do I get?
It's an Amazon gift card.
A gift card. For how much?
It's $10.
I'll accept that. Okay, let's go, babe.
Okay. First of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely. Definitely vote.
Okay, and back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American and black supposed to be the same thing, but yeah.
Okay. No problem. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What is your age?
I'm 58.
Thank you. In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat progressive, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove? Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I like Joe Biden, but I don't approve of him.
That will be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale between 0 and 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
100. Wait, 100. Stop.
Okay.
You said that means I approve of what they're doing?
Yeah, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you don't feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means that you
75.
Feel
75. 75.
Okay, 75. Joe Biden.
50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale between 0 and 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, at zero if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10. How important that is to you?
0.
0, okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Thank you. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
7.
7, okay, thank you. Next. It's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly support it.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Okay, I oppose that because I like nicotine.
Okay, that will be somewhat or strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it'll bring more harm, so I need to give you a number, right? 10?
No, that will be either somewhat more harm or much more harm. Which one?
Much more harm.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Second, harm reduction. An approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education and helping adult smokers who can and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one?
That one right there.
The second one. Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. First one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, not at all, sir.
Okay. What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education?
Concern.
That will be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no
concern.
Safety testing?
More concern.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. We almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use okay. any number between 0 and 10. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working, and we should continue to do this work rather than create a new class of criminals. 0 to 10.
I don't know what you said, but 0. That was a lot. It's a lot of wording for a person to remember the answer. Keep going.
Okay. What about the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately? Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
So that means 10, I agree, right?
Yep.
10.
Okay. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to larger amounts of unregulated vaping products from China. Flood, okay. Today's adult smokers come from disproportionately from lower education and income groups like LGBTQ+ community and populations suffering from mental
conditions.
Zero. Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adult 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I support it.
Strongly, somewhat.
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
No.
You say more harm or much more harm?
No harm.
No harm. Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
Okay. In the last past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
You say beer?
Yeah, beer.
Yes.
Yes. Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
No. Wine?
Yes.
Liquor or spirit?
Yes.
Soda pop?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
I have a bachelor's in science and healthcare administration.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, married. Separated? Married. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Do you think of yourself as wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Okay. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
You or someone in your household?
Someone in my household.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No, okay. Thank you so much. That will be the end of the survey. We'll be in contact with you. Thank you.
How are you going to give me my Amazon card?
We have your number. Well, give me your email.
You tricked me, didn't you?
No. We'll be in contact with you. Thank you.
My